Without any further ado, mashallah, our respected guest, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Damat Barakatuh Alayna.
Ahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today here in South Africa, it is the 4th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1446. And we heard our Shaykh, our Mawlana, our lawyer, Mawlana Munir Adam, Hafidahullah, announcing about Palestine. So inshallah, in today's talk, I want to address 5 different issues and see how important it is for us to understand each one of this. What does the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, tell us about the Jews? Number one. Number two, every day in your news, you are hearing about Gaza. Why is Gaza so important in our life? Three, you are hearing about Hamas. Who is Hamas? What do they want? Fourth one, that what will happen eventually? And fifth one, we as Muslims in South Africa, Cape Town, what can we do to uplift this ummah and help the suffering ummah in different parts of the world? Inshallah, we will discuss all this. By 1:10, inshallah, we'll be finished, and then the adhan will go, inshallah. Before I commence, we thank all the imams, our Mawlana Sheikh Munir Adam Hafidhullah, all our trustees and all our committees here. Our elder Bhai Bashir is here as well. Allah Ta'ala grant him also siha, afia, and all those who are ill and sick. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of you a speedy recovery, and we should always make dua for our amwat and our deceased, that Allah grant each one of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Let's start with point number one, my brothers, sisters, beloved youth. What does the Quran Sharif inform us regarding the Yahud, the Jews? Quran Sharif and the Jews regarding Almighty Allah. Allah says, spend in the path of Allah. So the Jews responded and said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. We say, Naqlul kufri laysa bi kafiri. They said that Almighty Allah has become very, very stingy. And why is he telling us that we must spend? وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةً. They said that the hands of Almighty Allah are fastened. So Allah responded and said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Their hands are fastened and they are cursed because of what they said. You, my brothers in Cape Town, Bontyville, you'll know Afrikaans much, much better than me. My Afrikaans is not biki biki, shueya shueya, you know. But 2-3 sayings in Afrikaans are very nice. So we say, when a person is stingy and miserly, we tell him, ye aswur sainach, next was a Jew. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. So remember, this is taken from this verse of the Noble Quran. And then the second one, a khuya juat is a doya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew, you see. And that we agree with that also. On the radio, daily people listen, they know the sentence. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever, inshaAllah. So that is Allah Ta'ala, the Jews, what they said about all material. Jews and the prophets and messengers. Quran is saying, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبَتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. that you, the Jews, one group of messengers, you martyred them and you killed them. And the other group, you rejected them and said you will not accept their message. They tried to assassinate Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah. They tried to assassinate Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They were the ones who martyred and murdered Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. Imagine a nation that murders prophets and messengers. And when they were told, what are you doing? They said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. There's a veil, there's a curtain on our hearts. And therefore what you speak will not enter the inner recesses of our heart. Allah says, بَلَّعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Nay, Allah has cursed them, بِكُفْرِهِمْ, because of their blasphemy. فَقَلِيلًا مَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Very, very few. Qaleel few. Ma ibhamiya li taqeed il qilla. So extremely, extremely few Jews will embrace Iman and Islam. Faqaleel amma yu'minun. That is their interaction with prophets and messengers, anbiya and rusul. Allah Jalla wala blessed them with Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned the most in the noble Quran, 136 times among all the prophets and messengers. Allah bless them with Nabi Harun alayhi salam. His honorable name is mentioned 20 times in the noble Quran. But what they said, we're not going to accept the message or the messenger, and we do not accept this Torah. So when the Torah was brought to them, يحرفون الكلمة عن مواضعه. They brought about additions, omissions, interpolations. They changed the words. When Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam name Mubarak is mentioned, they brought some other name and so forth and so on. Imagine. So people who went to that extent. Therefore on radio I say that I challenge the Pope. You, Mr. Pope, before was Benedict, now is Francis. You bring for us one hafiz. One. We're only asking for one. Bring one priest, one pastor, one pope who can read the original Injil gospel in the original language by heart from cover to cover. So the answer came, there is no hope for the pope. There is no hope for the pope. They cannot produce one. Yea, in Cape Town where the Quran started, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah, in your Robben Island, from 1781 to, you must remember that, 1793, that 13 years he spent there, he was writing the Quran Sharif by memory. You go to Masjid Oval Masjid, you will see the copy, you know better than me. So imagine then, the Quran came. We have thousands and thousands of Hufaz, Cape Town, South Africa. Per capita, we have the most Hufaz in the world. Allah has selected South Africa. Imagine what a great honor that is. So when we challenge the Jutlas, I call them Jutlas, you know, my mother tongue. So we call Jutla. One day on the radio, the Jutla told me, you can't call us Jutlas. So I said, okay, I won't call you Jutla, I will call you Jutli. So you must remember, Jutla, masculine, and Jutli, feminine. So see, فَبُوْهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرْ. We finished them up like that. So anyway, what Allah said. So now, these Jutlas, when I challenge them, Rabbi, Chief Rabbi of Israel, South Africa, anywhere, bring for me one. I'm only asking for one. That bring one person that has, you must remember, by heart, the original Torah revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and he must read it to us from cover to cover in the original language by memory, by heart. They can't do that. They told me I'm anti-Semite. They told me I'm a terrorist. When we corner them, that is the excuse they come with. O Muslim, O Muslimah, see what Quran says. Chapter number 5, verse 82. The last verse of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies, O Muslim, will be the Jews, will be the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, the Hindus. See today, read any news outlet, and you will see the unholy alliance between Israel and India. How they treat the Muslims. Second class, third class, fourth class. They will come to our masjid, our mosque, and just demolish it. They will come to our madrasa, our jamia, Darul Uloom, to demolish it. And remember, the justice system, the police system is all in their favor. However, brothers, we belong to Islam. Islam means deen. Deen means justice. We must not make the mistake. Sometimes we make this mistake, and it's not permissible. Quran Kareem taught us, Laysu Sawa'a. You can't say every Jew. You can't say every Hindu. You must say majority of the Jews are our enemy. Majority of the Hindus are our enemy. Some of them are just also. They also want peace and they want good ties and interaction with us. So you must say, now why do they hit us so much? That also is in the Quran Sharif. And the same word I'm telling you is enshrined in the Quran. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And the majority of the Jews and Christians, they have this ardent desire, strong desire. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا They want to take you out of your Iman and Islam and return you to Kufr, take you out of the fold of Islam. Why, brothers and sisters? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ Because of the jealousy in their hearts. Why do these people have Quran Kareem? Why do they believe in Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are more people embracing Islam despite all what negativity we are promoting, projecting in the media and so forth? And then the last one, and this gives us a lot of solace. Chapter 7. Remember this reference, brothers. All of you, my sisters. Chapter 7, verse 167. Allah Jalla Wala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُ Your Allah, sustainer, nourisher, has made an announcement. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ That Allah Ta'ala will keep on punishing them right till the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice. Su al-Adab, the worst punishment. So whether it's Hitler H, whether it's Hamas H, whether it's Hezbollah H, whether it's the Houthis in Yemen H, and final result, hell also H. So you must understand. So we have to take them on. But our problem is what, brothers, sisters? We don't want to read. We want to become just emotional. You have to beat them academically. Choose their books and see what their books have written. Today in the news I said, oh Jutlas, your Amnesty International has said Israel is guilty of a genocide. Amnesty International got nothing to do with me and you as Muslims. They got nothing to do with Islam. They are in an international community organization and they speak on behalf of majority of the world. They said Israel is guilty of a genocide there in Gaza. So you speak with evidence, not just emotional outburst and so forth. So part one finished, part two. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةِ See, brothers, a mistake we make, and it's unacceptable. We are Muslims. Why you say Gaza, Gaza? Gaza, the Western press says that. Say Gaza, فِيهَا الْإِزَّةِ Say Gaza, فِيهَا Gaza الْمُبَارَكَةِ That Gaza. Today you don't understand, my brothers, sisters. I give you four or five incidents quickly. Remember what Gaza did. Gaza is Madinatul Shuhada. It is the city, the place of the martyrs. When our children, our brothers, sisters pass away, their blood is oozing out. The fragrance is coming from their Mubarak, honorable bodies. Understand? What is Gaza? Is Madinatul Hufaz. Our elders, the Bai Bashir and others in the Arab world and all of them. They met with Hamas. They met with Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, rahimahullah, in the 80s, in the 90s, and so forth. And they said, in Gaza, Every house must have one hafiz at least. So every house you will find, male, female, adult children, that they are hafiz of Quran. So it's Madinatul Hufaz. What is Gaza, my brothers? I give you one incident. You are from Cape Town. You're supposed to know this, my brothers and sisters. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, was born in Gaza in the year 150. What is his name? Muhammad bin Idris, rahimahullah. Idris, his father passes away when he's 2 years old. And he's yatim, he's an orphan. And then, after the idda, all that, the family made a meeting, and then they left Gaza when Imam Shafi was about 2.5 years old. They migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. When they came to Makkah Mukarramah, he's drinking zam. Why are you drinking zam? Ya Allah, give me ilmun wafir, give me profound abundant knowledge. If you study his profile and life history. Then, my brothers, listen now, I'm giving you statistics quickly. When he reached the age of 7, he was hafiz of the Quran already. Who is his teacher? Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji. The African teacher made him a hafiz. And he was hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by-hearted the whole work of his teacher, who he went to study by in Medina afterwards. At the age of 10, he by-hearted the whole Muwatta Imam Malik. Today we say, this person is a big sheikh, this is big sheikh. Ask him, sheikh, you know Muwatta Imam Malik by heart. You'll see, if you got in the whole of South Africa, 50 people, you'll be lucky. So remember that at the age of 10. At the age of 13, brothers and sisters, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, African sheikh and teacher, told him, you are so able, capable. وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. He was teaching and teaching the adults in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarram. At the age of 15, Shaykh Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji, the African teacher, told him, وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ. Oh Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris, you are an abqari, you are a genius. I give you permission that you can start issuing fatawa and verdicts. That is Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Understand who we're talking about. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i goes to Baghdad, 195. Remember, born 150. There he meets his student, celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, day and night is with his teacher. 199, teacher said, I'm leaving. How he cried, Ustaz, you're leaving us. He said, I'm telling you, O people of Baghdad, now this is my celebrated student, you listen to him, I'm going to Egypt. And then he spends the last 4 or 5 years there in Egypt, in 204, after Hijrah, he passes away. When they ask Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, every day you are telling us, Qala Shafi'i, Qala Imam, who is Shafi'i? He said, Al-Shafi'i ka shamsi li dunya, how the sun illuminated the world with his radiance and effulgence. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i illuminated the world with his knowledge and taqwa and piety. True, Gaza, Hamas, wa ma adraka mal Hamas. Do you even know who's Hamas, my Buddha? In the year 1987, the founder is Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, nawwar Allahu marqadahu, paraplegic. From his neck downwards, nothing really functions. Brain, supersonic, speaks everything. He mobilized these people. He saw the oppression, everything, the apartheid. And thereafter, Hamas is an acronym. Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyya, the Islamic resistance movement. He was winning the hearts and minds of people. Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal. Listen to this incident. In 2004, our leader, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, read Fajr Salat in a masjid in Gaza. The F-16 is hovering above. They told him, Sheikh, this is for you. He said, La nakhafu illallah. We don't fear anyone. We only fear Allah. He goes outside the masjid in his wheelchair. And then the F-16 comes, tears him to pieces. And that is what they wanted, to become martyrs. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e Rabbani, the true ulama, not the ulama who are scholars for dollars, the real ulama, and the red blood of the shuhada and the martyrs. Allah has justice. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Almighty Allah says, what we call Hadith Qudsi, Man aada li waliya, when you harm my awliyaullah, faqad aadhantuhu bil harb, then I, Allah, announce war against you. Ariel Sharon, the butcher, the war criminal, suffered a stroke. For 8 years, he lied in Sakarat. And the radio, I said, he cannot love and he could not freck also. You know, in Afrikaans, there's a Bayamoy word, freck. You understand? So he could not freck also and he could not love also. Allah's punishment. That is how Allah punished him. You harm my awliyaullah. In the next 3 weeks, the second leader of Hamas, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, he martyred him also. Then came our third leader, Ismail Haniya. Oh, you ulama, oh, you people, Cape Town, you love the Arabic language. Learn this one line of the Arabic. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ. Ismail Haniya is a young boy. He becomes a Hafiz, beautiful voice. He becomes the Amir and the leader of Hamas, the third leader. What golden word did he say? وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلِ. Lanna tarif bi Israel. Qaiduna Ismail, our leader said, we will never, ever recognize Israel. You see? So they knew they must eliminate him. When he went to Iran, you know these Shias, they zigzag people. Wherever the money goes, they are there. You understood? So they set him up and then he got assassinated there. Then came our last leader that you heard his name, Yahya Sinwar. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ يَحْيَى. Do you even know who is Yahya? Yahya Sinwar was in jail, incarcerated, for 22 years there by the Israelis. His sentence was 400 years in prison by the Israelis. 4 years he spent in solitary confinement. You know about the political prisoners in Robben Island. How come you don't know about our Muslims, our leaders? How come you don't know about Hamas? So think properly, my brothers, that what is really going on? He changed the history of the world. Palestine became a marginalized, on the margins, it became marginalized. He said, we will bring Palestine back to the front pages. It will be spoken about in every news. And you see, that's exactly what he did. So the people said that this man is hiding here and there. He wasn't hiding. He wore his scarf, only his eyes. He was right in the first surf. And the Israelis did not know. They are videoing him. And then he had his gun in his hand. He had the hand grenade. He shot 1-2 Israelis, injured them. Hand grenade he threw. For 72 hours, he did not have food. He did not have water. But I must give my life in the path of Almighty Allah. So then, when he saw he's injured, it's his last moments, what he did. He took that stick and he threw it in the direction of the enemy. The Arabic language changed. If you say you are fighting the enemy, you are fighting Batil, and you say, I'm using the last inch, the last pound of my energy and my body and my iman, and you throw something to the enemy, today in the Arabic language you will say, Ramaituhu bi asas Sinwar. I took the stick of Sinwar and I threw it against the enemy. See what he did. So he has carved out Palestine for the whole world. Today's news. Today's news. 37% of the youth in America are sympathizing with Hamas. You understand, my Buddhas? There's a whole change going on. What does the Quran say about Palestine? You can't be eating cook sisters the yellow dach. Understand? Say, sister, bring more cook sisters. You have to study. You ulama, There's an excellent book in Arabic. Anybody wants it, I'll send you the PDF. Haqa'iq, you ask Sheikh Munir, my numbers, and that he'll give it to you. So, Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya, Hawla Qadiyatil Falastiniyya. Allah speaks both sides, and that is what's happening now. Chapter 17, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise of Allah comes, we're going nearer and nearer to day of justice. So Allah will bring the enemies, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, from different countries and places. So when the war comes, the big one, with Nabi Isa alayhi salam and so forth, you don't have to go look for them, they're all in one place. Jina bikum lafifa. You go there now, you will find Americans, Europeans, South Africans, this one, that one, Australian, New Zealand. They all say, we're fighting for Israel. So that is one side of the spectrum. What is the other side? This is where me and you come in. Today after Jumu'ah, read 2 rakat salat extra and say, Ya Allah, make me from these people. Chapter 17, verse number 7. Chapter 17, verse number 7. And see what Allah says. Right in the beginning of the 15 Jews. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Same words. The Muslim army will come. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ. Hamas has started already. They, this Muslim army, they will disfigure your faces, O Jutlas, O enemies, O Jews. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time with jihad and no kalam and talk. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah's words we can't forget. La kalama wa la mufawada, but lil jihad. So nuharrir al-Aqsa, we don't want congress, we don't want meetings, we don't want conferences, we don't want nothing. We only want jihad to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. That is what they are doing. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَدْبِيرًا. And they will crush the pride and arrogance. Why are they getting away? Because Uncle Sam, America, is there with them. So they said the last time they had vote in the United Nations, 14 countries, no abstentions. Everyone said, ceasefire, ceasefire. America vetoed it. So Israel, America, and the world that side. Trump comes and he's talking too much, you see. So I asked him today, I said, Trump, you can't even look after your own rifle. You understood? You're busy with Stormy Daniels, you're busy with this prostitute, you're busy with that one. You say, I'm going to shoot them, I'm going to do this. You first look after your own rifle, then you talk too much. You understood? Allah is humiliating them and disgracing them. My time is almost concluded. The last 5 minutes I got, I just want to share with you 2-3 things. I've been 5 times with Allah's help. The 6th time I went, they kicked me out, the Jutlas. They say, AK, you are AK-47, you're very, very dangerous here for our security. So I told them, I'm not AK-47, I'm AK-255. So they asked, what is AK-255? I said, AK Ayatul Kursi. And Quran, ayat number 255. We believe Ayatul Kursi is more powerful than AK-47. That is our belief. A'zamu ayat in Shukur. My brothers, my sisters, my children, I want to tell you an incident, true incident. It happened in 1992. A youngster, 9 years old. His name Qa'qa. He was still under apartheid. So from Cape Town, there were ulama with us. From Durban, Joburg. I was in Newcastle, my name came. They said, come. I said, very good. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went. And then it was time for us to return. So I was facing Masjid al-Aqsa, and he, Qa'qa, was facing me. And then I told him, Qa'qa, my heart is telling me, we must take you to South Africa. In the morning, we'll enroll you in the school. In the afternoon, in the madrasa, is the system we had that time. He turned around, because he was facing me, I was facing Aqsa. And he turned around, and he pointed to Aqsa. Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, if I leave here, who will protect and defend Masjid al-Aqsa? Fastan yalim e butas. See, the child, the children also got it. That we must be prepared to give everything for Aqsa. I give you two slogans of theirs. The men and the women today, Friday, 100,000 they don't allow. They allow 20,000, 30,000. They'll say, you go, you come in like that. To enter for Jummah Salat. But they come to Aqsa and they shout all of them in chorus. Biruh, biddam, nafdika ya Aqsa. Oh Aqsa, we will give our life. We will give our blood. But we will fall. But you must not fall, oh Aqsa. Which nation is this? A nation with Iman. A nation who loves Shahadat. A nation who loves to meet Almighty Allah with the blood oozing out. And they said, we will teach humanity a lesson that they will never defeat us. The Palestine will always be there and we'll be victorious, inshallah. The children, I saw with my own eyes, the children, they have Iman in their hearts, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. And they have stones in their hands. And then they hide behind the air, there and there. When the police come, army come, from different directions, they're firing up the stones. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud. Oh Ummah, do you know what is Khaybar? It's the 7th year of the Hijrah. It is the month of Muharram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, gave the flag and the banner to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali's title is Fatih Khaybar. They fought the Jews and over 90 were dispatched to Jahannam. So these children are telling the world and the Jutlas, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. That remember Khaybar, we are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are coming and we prepare to give our life. And the Jutlas, with everything they got, more than 100,000 of them are injured, 2 million already left Israel, and it's facing collapse and everything. So my message to you, my brothers, sisters, is this, the last 1 minute I have, that every day read on Aqsa, and read something from the Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah. Cry to Allah, when last did one tear come out, for Aqsa, for our first Qibla. They want to demolish half of Aqsa and replace it with Haikal-e-Sulaymani, the temple of Sulaiman. See, today I translated the khutbah from Makkah. The Imam of the Haram cannot use the word Yahud. He can't say that because MBS, the shaitan, will get upset. So our Makkah Medina is under control of the Jews. Our Masjid Aqsa is under their control. But me and you, we got freedom. So say, we will, inshallah, be part of that army to liberate Aqsa. We'll do that, inshallah. One time takbir and dance of Islam, inshallah. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
You must never feel shy to take the name of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, wherever you are. You can bring all the Zionists to Cape Town. 3/4, half of them are gay. They don't know which way. You understood? Mutala Suwar Khan or Suwar Khan. Therefore they come to Cape Town. You know Cape Town, things go a little bit Suwar and Suwar, you know. So you must remember, you must take them on, but you must know your facts. Don't suffer from the inferiority complex. You must remember that. We have the best and we must share it with the rest. Allah give us all tawfiq and Allah make our khatima on iman. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, we say jazakallah to Mufti Sahib for that very informative and inspiring talk. And as an encouragement for all of us again, you know, Mufti was speaking about us preparing ourselves and being ready and taking the responsibility to liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. The starting point of that is in our presence in this Masjid. The starting point of the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa, which is across the waters, is by being present in this Masjid, which is across the street. If we cannot muster the courage to come to this Masjid for Fajr Salah, Duhr Salah, Asr Salah, Maghrib Salah, Isha Salah, by simply crossing the street to be here for the Salah, are we going to muster the courage to go across the waters to liberate Palestine, my dear brothers? And Masjid al-Aqsa. So may Allah SWT grant us all tawfiq. As we made a few announcements before, but we'd just like to repeat them again. There'll be quite a number of programs in our Masjid, practically throughout the month of December, inshallah. This coming Sunday, after Asr Salah, there'll be a special ladies program at our Masjid, after Asr. So we're encouraging the ladies, especially those ladies who already spent time in the path of Allah Ta'ala, to join that program. Next week, Sunday, inshallah, at 12 o'clock, in other words, from before Dhuhr Salah, inshallah, there will be a special youth program taking place in our Masjid. So we're encouraging all the students, special student and youth program, all the students, whether we are high school, college, university, technicon, HIV students, Darul Uloom students, all the students are encouraged to join that program here at the Masjid. Next week, Sunday, the 15th, inshallah, at 12 o'clock here in the Masjid. Then the following Saturday, inshallah, there will be a program here at the Masjid, which will be our market day, as you will see. So we're encouraging everybody to support that in aid of funds for the upkeep of our Masjid. Also, inshallah, will be taking place from the Friday, the 20th. There is booklets available for this function. You know, there will be certain things on sale, etc., as fundraising. So the booklets will be available outside the Masjid after Jummah today at 180 rand per booklet, inshallah. So we're encouraging everybody to purchase one. And then also our weekly Jummah food sale in aid of funds for the Masjid will also be taking place. The panats will be available outside the Masjid, inshallah. And then also there will be a collection for Aqsa via the Masjid Love initiative. So that will be, you know, 10 rand contribution. They're requesting every Musalli to contribute 10 rand, and that money will be utilized, inshallah, towards relief work that will be taking place to assist our brethren in Gaza and in Palestine, inshallah. And then also, you know, we encouraging all the brothers also, inshallah, to contribute generously towards the Masjid, inshallah. So all of these initiatives taking place, so we're requesting each and every person, you know, as Maulana has mentioned, Mufti Sahib has mentioned about the quality of the Yahud right in the beginning. Mufti Sahib mentioned that they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has become yadullah maghlula. Allah ta'ala has, you know, become poor. Allah ta'ala has become in need. Actually, we are not spending because Allah needs. We are spending because we need to spend. We are spending because we need to spend. And then also we've been requested to make dua for Brother Khalifa Fuad Charles, who's passed away a few years ago now already. And last night was also the passing away, and today is the janaza of Toy Abrams, a very well-known personality also in Cape Town, and also for all of the deceased. May Allah grant them for those, and all of those who are sick, may Allah grant them a speedy recovery. May Allah grant us all the people akhir dawan, alhamdulillah. And then Mufti just reminded me that the Qasim Ulum annual Jalsa will be taking place this Sunday at the Madrasa premises, inshallah. We are starting from 9 o'clock, inshallah. So everybody is invited for that program. Yes, the program that we're having on the weekend of the 20th, the 20th, the 21st, that Sunday morning we will also be having, you know, a march fun walk, inshallah, here in Bonteville as an awareness regarding the continuous plight of the people in Palestine. And also we're requesting everybody to join. There will be an entry fee for this, and all of the monies collected at that program will also be going towards Palestine. And when you come to join us, please bring your Palestine flags, etc., and your voice for the takbir, your voice for the slogans which moves this up, so that we can create this awareness regarding this as well, inshallah. And then also Mufti Sahib will also be having a program this tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib, at the Masjid. What's the name of that? Marcus Madani, you know, in Kenwan. It will be in Kenwan, so inshallah we'll give the further details of that. And tomorrow night, inshallah, Mufti Sahib will be in Bayview Masjid. Mufti Sahib will be in Bayview Masjid after Maghrib. So in Range Road, the program tonight is in Range Road in Kenwan at Masjid Marcus Madani. And then tomorrow night, inshallah, after Maghrib at Bayview Masjid. And everybody is invited to join these programs and take further benefit from the advices that Mufti Sahib will be sharing with us, and simply to be in the company of our mashayikh, so that this will also be a source of benefit and barakah and blessing and mercy for us. Wa akhiru dawana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.